Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and I'm speaking with an American accent. But where do accents come from? Not just mine, but all of them. First, let's figure out what an accent is. Accents are just a part of something bigger called dialects. An accent refers to the way a person or a group sounds. A dialect refers to the accent and the grammatical features inherent in a person's speech. So an accent is just a way of pronouncing a language. Every single person speaking has one. Your accent results from how, where, and when you learn the language you're speaking in, and it gives impressions about you to other people. No one has a single fixed accent determined by his or her experience, because we can and do control the way we speak, both consciously and unconsciously. In fact, most people change the way they speak depending on who's listening, and our accents can even change when we have new life experiences. But where do accents in general come from? Well, primarily two things: isolation and human nature. We're social animals, and when we're in groups, we like to behave in similar fashion and show that we belong. And we do this in multiple ways. Language is no different. When groups become distinct, the way they speak becomes distinct too. So if a single group separates socially and geographically, think of Group A going to one island and Group B going to another, then over time they develop distinct dialects. They may eventually even sound like two different languages. humans are a widely traveled species, and as distinct groups mingled with others, their accents changed, combining some traits while losing others. No accent is particularly better than another. While you might hear some folks talk about accentless English, what they're really talking about are dialects like received pronunciation or general American, which are the reference varieties. They're transcribed in dictionaries and often taught to foreign English students, but they are accents nonetheless. So what does your accent say about you? It depends on who's listening. You might have an accent that is associated with a particular place, like London, for example. But some people may just associate that with England. And in all languages, some accents have higher or lower perceived prestige, meaning they are often associated with a higher social class. For example, Americans have often looked down on the Southern U.S. accent. The Southern accent is associated with several stereotypes, but other English speakers, say in the U.K. or Australia, might not share the same prejudice. They will, however, have their own stereotypes about accents, and these stereotypes won't completely carry over to other English groups either. So if there's an accent joke in a British film, your American friends might not get it at all. These perceptions are not based on anything inherent in the accent. If you play recordings of different accents to non-English speakers, they won't be able to tell which ones are high or low prestige. But if you really feel that your accent isn't working, then the good news is that you can change it. You'll have to work at it, figure out exactly how you would like to sound, and then expose yourself to that as much as possible. But it is possible.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet, or the algorithm, choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.